25-year-old Stella Dawa was a nutrition officer with Caritas South Sudan. Dawa says her contract was terminated because she wanted to travel with her babysitter for an assignment in Tombura and other remote areas in Western Equatoria State. She says during her job interview, she disclosed that she had a breastfeeding baby.
I was supposed now to go for a field visit to Tombura, Sarsibu, and other places. So my first visit was to go to Tambura with the field work. So I raised the question as a mother. I asked the management if it is possible for me to have a babysitter or somebody who will carry my baby as I will performing my duties in the field. So they told me no. They told me no, it is not possible because they are not ready to carry a mother with a child in their car to travel with.
Dawa says she does not understand why she was offered a job and denied a request to travel with her baby for field work. She says she lost her job after she complained.
They told me, so Stella, since you have a child, you are unable now to work. You stay home till the baby gets big. I told them during interview, they called my referees. They told them also about that I'm a mother. Then, and if I was supposed to be terminated, according to the law and all the rules, I have to be given early notification, maybe 1 month earlier or some weeks or some days.
The Director of Labor and Industrial Relations in Yambio, Wilson Dainie Edward, says his office listened to both parties and concluded that Dawa was mistreated and her rights were violated.
The Labor Act, of course, there's no provision that says that a staff should be terminated or a mother should be terminated because of she's having a little child at hand. So there was no other reason. Because even the country representative of Caritas, Austria, accepted and justified before the authority that she had no other issues except that issue of the child. So with that, the labor authority happened to pass the verdict for unfair termination under Section 85 of the Labor Act 2017.
Frank Taban Justin is a legal aid officer with the local non-profit support Peace Initiative Development. He says Dawa's dismissal was illegal.
We went and explained to the Director of Labor.
Yes.
Then Director called for Caritas Management and then the client Dawa. That's when we sat down and look into the case. And then Caritas Management, the director instructed the Caritas to compensate Stella, but still they turned down the ruling. That's when now we filed the case to the county court. And then the ruling was passed. And then Caritas Management was asked to pay to compensate Stella Dawa the amount of 5,148.75 US dollar.
The director of South Sudan's Labor and Industrial Relations is asking that all international organizations operating in the country to respect the laws of South Sudan. SIF contacted the Caritas South Sudan for comment, but the group declined, saying the case is still pending in a court of law. Caritas South Sudan's main office is in Juba and has a staff of about 15 employees. Its national secretariat coordinates relief work in 6 Catholic dioceses in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.